think the thing I'm most curious about with the XFL is where they're going to get teams to sign on for and where the fuck they're going to play. I assume they're just going to, like, rent out a bunch of college stadiums or whatever.
Yeah. Motorcycle lights flashing. Say, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, I'm coming through. No one needs that.
No. Especially not in the middle of the day.
Not even 4 o'clock, you know.
That's not like school's not even in at this point, right?
I guess not. I don't know.
It's usually the thing that, like, leads to the major log jams.
That's always going in, though, and that's always makes mornings bad.
Mm. Football league also.
Yeah.
The Alliance of American Football. First season next year. The NFL can barely field 32 competitive teams.
Right.
I don't know what that's even going to look like by the time those other leagues start trying to fill out rosters.
And also, like, isn't youth participation in football way fucking down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ever since the CTE shit started getting, like, much more, like, notoriety, like, people have not been as hot to put their kids into football programs. You know, it's not down all the way, but
right,
it's down
right
enough to where, you know, if I was running a major football league, I would be concerned.
And if you're running a not major football league, you'd be like, more concerned, I guess. Depending on this, like, very large pool of players. I mean, I guess there are still plenty of college players that don't go anywhere, right?
Yeah, there are, but there's a reason why a lot of them don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Well, they never said it would be good football.
Yeah, that's the catch. I don't know. Is the Arena Football League still around? They still do that?
Probably.
And it's like Canadian Football League still exists.
John Bon Jovi must still own an Arena League football team.
Oh yeah, he would never get out of that. I don't know. I'm just watching a lot more basketball and hockey these days, and I don't feel any worse off for it.
Yeah.
I think now is the time for a new sport. I don't know what. I don't know what it would be. But I think now is the time for someone to invent a dangerous future sport.
Yeah.
That is the next big sport.
Slam ball. Done.
Nah, man. Slam ball had its time. I think there are lessons you can learn from slam ball and apply them to something new.
Mm-hmm.
Like the trampolines. That's big. I think that's important. Also, the slamming of the ball. I think that's a cool thing. I think it needs another dynamic to it.
Can we put people into one of those planes that makes it so there's no gravity?
I like where you're going with this.
And soccer. I don't know. It's lacrosse. Zero G lacrosse. Played in 30-second periods because I think that's how much zero...
Fucking West, man.
Yep.
It was not viable as a consistent entertainment product, but the ways it was not viable were amazing.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was not... yeah, exactly. Not viable. That was not going to last.
No. Recently telling some people the story of Brendan winning the Michael Buffer sound-alike contest at E3 and getting cornered by Bruce Buffer before he was famous.
Yeah.
Now he is the more famous Buffer at this point.
It's weird, right?
It is. It really is. I mean, boxing is dead.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I think Michael Buffer is more famous than just about any famous boxer right now outside of, like, what's his name? The
Mayweather.
Mayweather, yeah.
Name a boxer.
Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather.
George Foreman.
Manny Pacquiao?
I think he stopped. He's
still? Okay.
I think he's... I don't know if he still does, but at one point he was in the Philippines government.
Okay.
Or maybe it was like a mayor of a town or something. I don't know. But,
Butterbean.
But I don't think he's been fighting recently. Butterbean is still alive. He's still out there occasionally punching people, I think. Just like fucked now,
kind of. Well, it gets down to like one lane in each direction.
Yep.
Over that bridge and shit. So it's.
But like, are more people trying to use that as a traffic artery, or
I don't know?
Because that seems like a poor idea.
Yeah.
What if we train chimpanzees to use the knives?
That's just real knives. I feel like having monkeys cut each other's throats on TV. Is maybe cool once, and then the protests are going to kind of put you out. And then that's cool if you want to try to, like, sell underground tapes of it or whatever, but...
Yeah, you might be right. It just seems like less work than trying to invent a non-lethal knife.
Yeah.
And none of that fucking, like, fencing foil bullshit either.
Oh, well, what if it's fencing, but the fucking foils are electric?
Ooh, okay,
so
alright.
You're, like, shocking people. Maybe not a ton, you know, it's not like, you know, not like one zap's gonna fucking put them on the ground, but...
But, you know, like a good, solid shot...
Yeah.
...would at least stagger a guy.
Maybe you have it so the faster the foil is moving, the more of a charge it has. So if you really get somebody with it on a fast strike, maybe you fucking knock them out.
I mean, I like where you're going with this. I still think it needs more of a hook to it than just electrocuting people. Because, I mean, whatever, you can get that on the internet for free.
Yeah. Of finely ground broken glass,
okay,
and hot sauce. So it cuts you up when it hits you, and then there's hot sauce there.
I think you're getting closer. I think we're almost there.
Hot sauce paintball.
Yeah.
But also, you put a bunch of drones overhead and have all the troops be ordered around like Command and Conquer. And so you have, like, people in a bunker somewhere ordering people around. And also drone strikes.
Could one of those people be Ric Flair?
Yes.
All right, we got it. We're done.
All right.
Locked in.
Commissioner of the League.
Yes.
General... Brigadier General Ric Flair.
I think we've invented the next great sport.
Great. Just Formula E racing. Have you heard of this?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a little bit of it.
But with banana peels.
Okay. Could we maybe put traps on the track where the cars occasionally explode?
Yeah, probably.
Like, we'll put the people in a fire suit so at least they, like, you know, they'll maybe be alright.
What if the thing blows up? Like, they're wearing a suit that inflates into a big ball and they just kind of bounce away safely.
Or we could put an ejector seat in the car,
okay,
that triggers when you go over the explodey part.
Uh-huh.
And so it launches you out right before the car explodes.
Okay. And then what if when you are parafoiling down, you have a laser gun you can use to burn the other cars?
I like it. I like it a lot. I don't know where I'm going to get a laser gun, but we'll figure it out.
I got, you know, you just get like a, you know, I go to Wicked Lasers and order one of their fucking expensive ones that pops balloons or whatever.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Key thing is we don't want to kill the drivers. We just want to present the possibility that they could die in a fiery explosion.
Yeah. I mean, we want there to be fiery explosions.
Yeah, of course. I mean, what is the point of having a sport if that doesn't happen?
Yeah. But we don't want actually anyone to get hurt.
Yeah, no, it's an insurance liability. I don't want anything to do with
that. Yeah, and you know, you like people, you know, you invest a lot in making a player a star and then they fucking blow up. Like, yeah. It's bad for everybody.
I saw the sixth day. I know what happens with star quarterbacks. No, I mean, we don't have them figure out cloning technology yet.
You can have like Brett Favre blow up. You can have your like your sports Brett Favre just explode one day, and then you're like, well, what about these fucking ads that he's in? Like, what are you gonna do?
What is Wrangler gonna do?
No.
Did someone think they blew him up? I think not.
No, definitely not. How long until someone takes a paintball arena and turns it into a battle royale situation? Like, how long until someone's like, we've got real-life Fortnite? Like,
Genuinely shocked I have not seen more of that.
Yeah.
It feels like the easiest thing in the world to set up in pre-existing situations like paintball and laser tag.
Once AR becomes good to the point where you could have glasses that illustrate things like, here's where the circle is and you are outside it, you could 100% do that.
Yep.
And then it's just a matter of like, well, if you're outside this circle when it's not safe anymore, your gun stops working and you're out.
Also, we put you in one of those transvibrator suits and your whole suit just starts buzzing like crazy.
Yeah, that'd be good too.
Yeah. Very erotic.
Yeah. Like, someone has to be out there at least fucking figuring out how to make that work, right?
I would think so.
There's got to be someone with a lot of land somewhere going like, all right, we're going to get 100 paintball guns.
I think the bigger problem would be trying to book 100 people for that. Because I imagine most paintball places aren't necessarily doing 100 people at a time. Yeah. It might be a little unwieldy.
Yeah. Shoot people in the face. Like, fuck this. Or like, yo, you get hit once, you're done. Like, no, how about we just fucking shoot the shit at each other for like half an hour? And at the end, we come back and count up the paint.
Yeah. Soft guns, but I guess legally you probably just like those. I had a rifle and I have them.
It's kind of fun. I have an MP5. I've got a Desert II Hillcom with the screw-on sir.
Yeah, I forget what type rifle. It's like a Glock. Does someone want to shoot Chief Keef? What did he ever do?
You know, I bet it's something. I bet if someone explained to you why they wanted to shoot Chief Keef, they would probably have it, like, something resembling a reason where you'd be like, well, I think that's a bit extreme, but I guess I see where you're
coming. Yeah, I see at least what inspired it. I just can't imagine that Chief Keef is out there doing anything really that...
Probably not anymore. I mean, I just feel like at some point he probably did.
Yeah.
Tip from one Dave Lang that the Joe Buttons has podcasts, and he's got an episode breaking down all this fucking Pusha T Drake shit from his perspective. Sounds like it was interesting. I have to give that a listen.
That would run counter to everything I've ever listened to where Joe Budden was talking. It's not that I hate him, it's just that every time I see him, he's just ranting about some bullshit that just makes him sound like the oldest, crankiest motherfucker alive.
Yep. But that's a topic I wouldn't mind hearing a fucking old, cranky-ass rapper fucking talking about.
Sure. I just don't have it in me to keep up with rap beefs.
They're few and far between now. Like, this one... And this one, like, became fucking wild in a way that they normally don't.
Yeah.
And that's why I found it worth... Well, it's nothing to follow.
Yeah.
It happened, and you're like, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, no, Pusha T just straight up fucking dropped a nuke on Drake.
Cops!
I don't know. I can't think of anything more pointless than trying to enter a rap beef with Drake. Like, why? What is anyone accomplishing with that? You think he's corny? Great, so do tons of other people.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, apparently he didn't think he was corny enough to have him write lyrics for Kanye.
Yeah.
So, congratulations, you're all in business with Adidas.
I just want the rappers to be friends. I think friendship is an underrated quality in music in general.
I agree. But if they can't be friends, they can at least be the bitterest of enemies.
I guess. Thank you. you listen to the new Kanye thing?
Yep.
I haven't heard it yet.
There's nothing on it worth hearing.
Yeah.
Really. It's just kind of aimless.
Seems like something that was just kind of pushed out there.
Yeah. Seems very boring.
I don't know if I ever told you this, but there is a direct reference to the Kanye West video game that never happened in the last South Park video game.
Huh.
There's a part where you are essentially playing the pitch doc for that game.
Huh.
It's basically Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
But with a unicorn going into heaven.
Yeah. That checks out.
It's one of the only good jokes in that entire game.
Hmm. I don't know that that ever got canceled.
I thought I read a thing recently that the studio that was making it was sort of just on hold with it because they were relying on him to give creative feedback and he just wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
So I think, like, somewhere there's still a version of that that exists, but whether it will ever actually come out, who the fuck knows?
Yeah, like, I feel like I talked to... three or four different people, either individuals or people at studios, that like got with him and talked about working on it or did something on it or prototyped a thing or something like that before he ended up picking whatever that studio was. I forget.
I think it was some Chicago studio, like mobile developer.
Yeah, I think you're right. Sounds right.
No, Pete Fick, it was not Robomoto, but I do believe that Josh Sway knew the people that were working on that game.
Yeah. I believe Sway has also met Kanye.
Yeah.
Too, so.
I think he was the one who told me, like, what studio was making it and who was involved.
Yeah, that got out there at one point. That's, I don't think that's some secret.
No, it's not. No. It just at the time, I think it hadn't been widely reported. Doug Nevitt says, I forgot all of that South Park game. I just played it like 3 months ago. Yeah, it's very forgettable.
They put the first one out on current consoles, too,
didn't
they?
Yeah. There was a pre-order bonus if you bought it, then it came for free, but you could also buy it.
Okay. On one hand, I think it's cool that they're still going.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to that, but also, anytime I see any segment of South Park anything, it's just like, this doesn't seem particularly funny.
I still check in with it occasionally, and every time I do, I'm like, this is just lazy. In a way that even original South Park, which was always intentionally kind of lazy, wasn't. Like, this is just actual lazy.
I wonder if it's lazy or if they're just, like, so down to a formula combined with, like, a short lead time, if they're still trying to do that thing where they turn them around super fast to be topical.
They do.
So, like, at at some point, like, that's probably still a lot of work. It's probably not actually lazy. It's just like, all right, well.
Well, no, the writing. I'm just saying, jokes they're writing are just incredibly lazy.
Like, okay, you had not a lot of time for this, and you turned it around very quickly, and this is what you came up with. All right, that's not very good.
Nope. That'll be the thing. Turns it all around.
You tell me Ubisoft's making a Orgasmo video game. I'm listening.
Hell, I'd settle for a basketball game. I mean, I'd be settling, but...
Yeah. I mean, you could do it.
Yeah.
You could do it.
Do anything.
It'd be like that, it'd be like the insult sword fighting. Like that that other insult, the another one of those just came out. It's like a roast, like a celebrity roast game type thing.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't fucking know.
You know, video games. I didn't play any of that stuff, but hearing the people I heard talking about it, the stuff on the podcast today and some other people I heard and saw talking about it, I was like, that sounds fucking great.
Yeah, no, I'm, it's weird for me to feel any enthusiasm really for a Mario sports game, because it's never really been my thing, but this one sounds fun, and what I've seen of people playing it seemed very fun.
Makes you wonder what they're trying to get away from.
Everything. Say avoid area.
Yeah, no, that's not a.
It's like no, that's where I live. I gotta go. No, I'm going to Shelby.
That's my home.
No, avoid. No, do not. Mm-mm.
I also imagine that fire safety people around here are not taking any fucking chances this year.
Shit, man.
The last I heard was they were investigating, but I never saw if anything came of it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed...
There were some billboards up that were, like, kind of implying, like, hey, get in a class action lawsuit on fucking PG&E.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, everything I'd read seemed pretty clear that, like, if it wasn't started there, at least one of the big... you know, factors in the fire spreading so fast was just, like, power lines that weren't...
Yeah, like, old power lines getting knocked down.
That weren't maintained well enough to withstand what was happening. Ooh, a fantasy restaurant.
Yes. Indulge in your fantasies.
But only if your fantasies are encompassed within the realm of Chinese food.
We're in luck. Weather got warm probably like, I don't know, a week and a half ago. Something like that. And I've been sleeping like fucking dog shit ever since.
That's right, you don't have AC in your place, do you?
It hasn't been that, like, hot at night.
But it's just a shift and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We've been having the weirdest weather where it's like, it was hot for a little bit and then it immediately shifted back to like Seattle weather, like drizzly and cold.
Yeah, we've definitely had like, okay, here it is, it's on, fucking hot days, fucking 90 degrees, 85, you know, shit like that, and then had it slide right back into like the low 70s and stuff. It's still kind of working its way up.
I'm predicting a rough summer once it finally sticks.
Yeah. Our cat has decided to start waking me up like a full hour earlier. For reasons I don't understand.
You know, cat logic is not to be discerned. Drive to L on Friday this year instead of Saturday. So, I don't know, take the day off work and get ready for this but longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with that, we're here.
Yep.
I guess we're going back in on Thursday, so.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all then. Bye.
Bye.